Many jazz musicians have died prematurely, cut down by disease, accident, narcotics, and even murder. The respective fates of Eric Dolphy, Clifford Brown, Charlie Parker, and Lee Morgan. But many other jazz stars live and keep working well beyond the average retirement age. Count Basie had spent over 50 years on the road by the time he died in 1984, at the age of 79. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews an anthology of recordings Basie made between 1972 and 83. Kevin says Basie's last years can be problematic.
Count Basie was famous because of the big band he brought from Kansas City to New York in 1936, a band which taught by example how to swing hard with a light touch. That band was a classic, but far fewer people ever saw it than saw the orchestra Basie led in his last decades, which was a very different group. The original Basie band worked up their simple blues and riff arrangements in performance. In the 1950s, Basie began using arrangers who wrote more elaborate versions of those old routines. Basie stuck with that idea till the end, and it could still work very well. But by the 1970s, there were a lot of excitable moments when the band could sound like a parody of itself. That comes awful close to being jazz, the cliché. The blues is still in there, but buried under layers of caked-on makeup. Music like that is why the Basie Band's surprise appearance in the comedy western Blazing Saddles was so funny. Their sound was as overstated as a Mel Brooks joke. There is a lot of such music in the 4-CD box Count Basie, The Golden Years, a representative sample of recordings he made for the Pablo label after he turned 70. But that box also shows that up until the end, there was another Count Basie to be reckoned with, the piano player who learned to play stride bass lines at the knee of the great Fats Waller. On a blues for trio named after tap dancer Baby Lawrence, Basie varies the dynamics and density of his own playing, a spontaneous version of what his arrangers wrote for big band. Count Basie with Ray Brown on bass and Louis Belson on drums. Basie's record producer in the 70s and 80s was Norman Granz, who had a habit of recording veteran jazz musicians in varied and mostly undemanding settings. Besides documenting the big band, he got Basie to record in small groups that left him more exposed. Of all the featured guest stars Basie recorded with then, one who fit him best was singer Joe Turner. Like Basie, he came up in the Kansas City scene of the early 30s, and was by the late 1970s showing his age. Here's Turner with the same Basie trio, plus guitarist Irving Ashby.
Now, if you see my honey dripper, get out there. If you see my honey dripper, get out there. little girl been gone.
When the older Basie had Joe Turner or Cleanhead Vincent on vocals, or played in a quartet with Zoot Sims on tenor sax, or even in those many moments when the big band peeled back to let him through, the layers of makeup came away to reveal an aged face more beautiful than what disguised it. The best of later Basie confirms one basic truth about the blues and blues musicians. Once the pilot light is lit, it doesn't go out. No matter what you thought of the last Count Basie orchestra, his blue light was always on.
Kevin Whitehead is currently living and writing in Amsterdam. He reviewed the four-CD box set Count Basie, The Golden Years, on Pablo.